Hey, this is David F. Sandberg, director of Annabelle Creation, and you're listening to Jim and Them.
Oh, again. Perfect.
Perfect.
I thought you weren't good at improving, man.
Well, that was an improv. You told me exactly what to say.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Let's get it in. Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy why?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Catch our vipers, you bitches.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
The cheese tax. The cheese tax. The cheese tax.
Good evening, cowards.
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
Low serve ill.
Corey Feldman here. Corey
evening,
Feldman
cowards.
Here.
Low serve ill.
Yeehaw.
Welcome, welcome everyone. What it do? This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This is a Corey Feldman show.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! The Corey Cowboys. Ride again.
Don't go anywhere. We're talking about Corey.
Eventually.
Hey, what is it? Friday night or Jim and Them talking about Corey? Yeah, they are.
There's so much new stuff about Corey. Just stick around.
It's his fault. If he stopped doing things, we wouldn't have a show a week to talk about
him. Hey, Corey. Hey, Heather. We love you.
You know, my favorite is because there are, like, we'll get comments on our videos that are like, well, clearly you're obsessed with it. And I'm like, yeah, I am.
What are you going
to
do
What
about
do you have
it?
To say about it?
Also,
you sue me?
It's like, hey, we go through these stints where there's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And right now there is a lot of stuff. But if you look at our history, our long, long history.
Yeah.
We've had lots of stints with this guy.
Yeah.
Just because you found us while we're talking about him doesn't mean that's the only thing we talk about.
Yeah, 4 months of Bupak, if you need to go back in the archives to figure out Bupak
is. So are we obsessed with Bupak?
We explained who he is a couple episodes ago.
Well, what's great is what I was thinking about is I was like, you know what? We spent a long time talking about Bupak, no results. We talk about Corey Feldman, we got a lot of results. So maybe one is a little bit better than the other.
Well, I think that's Bupak looking down on us. Giving us support.
If we got 78,000 views on a Bupak video, I'd have a fucking Bupak tattoo on my chest.
Yeah, and that's why you're revealing your new Corey tattoo.
Yeah, some of the Corey heads out there, they don't even know who Bupak is. That's a whole story, though. We can't even get into it. The guy behind us right now, the man with the angel wings that's behind us,
Corey
looking
Feldman.
Over us, if you will.
Yeah, watching
on
over
our
us.
Video.
Protecting us.
That's Bupak Shakur himself.
We really should switch it to Corey.
No, not Bupak. Yet. It's got to be Bupak, but maybe Corey.
Here's the thing. It was Jimmy
somewhere.
Fallon for like 11 years. So like, we just switched it to Bupak. Yeah. Maybe in like 8 years, we can switch it to Corey.
That's true.
But you're tuned in every Friday live, 7-ish Pacific time, 7:30-ish sometimes too, if you will.
I'd say 7:30 counts as 7-ish.
Yeah, 7-ish.
It's more than, it's not 8-ish.
Shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the chat, hanging out live. We got DB Deathlord in the Twitch chat. We got Hugo in the Twitch chat. We got Joshua Gear in the Twitch chat.
Whoa!
We got Stax in the YouTube chat.
We also got Hugo.
Hugo's there as well. We got Kabiza Block.
Dude, big yeehaw for Kabiza Block.
Oh, give him a... Wait, hold on. Yeah, give him a...
Yeehaw.
Ten pairs of Jordans, Manly Stranger. Okay. Corey is the Dracula master of trolls. He creates legions of lesser trolls like angels and Manson spies and stream stealers and copyright lawyers. This is very true.
Yeah. No, he's not a troll.
Well, a troll well, in like the fairy tale.
No, I refuse to buy troll. Into this no. fucking narrative.
Not to be fair, though, troll. The reason why they're bridge. Saying that is the title the title of our stream, I titled it, is Corey Feldman, Master Troll.
Mm-hmm. Question
That's
mark?
The question. Well, because... We're going to get into it. He was on a podcast this week.
I heard he told some dumb lie.
He's trying to save it.
He is kind of, maybe he's taking the mask off. Maybe he's piercing the veil, if you will, and letting us know a thing or two.
Whoa, what a game changer.
Okay. All right.
I can't believe my mind's about to be wrong.
We might have been wrong.
But before we get into that, we do have a special guest in the studio. You go by Robert Hawk?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, I don't know if you want me to hide your government name. We do have stalkers now, just so you're aware.
You're
going to
get doxxed by Heather.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'll get doxxed if they know my radio name. But yeah, Robert Hawk is totally fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now you do an actual radio show. Is it country pop?
You
it
mean
is.
He does another radio
show? Oh, yeah, yes, another outside, not as big as Jim and them, clearly. Yeah. How much do you talk about Corey on your radio show?
At least once an hour.
Oh, I love to hear it. I mean, we talk him on for hours at a time.
You're a true
welcome to the welcome to the Wolfpack.
Thank you. Thank you.
Corey's going to love that some guy on the radio is talking about him. You can just interview him.
Some little nobody in South Dakota.
No, I mean, he'll show up in person.
Yeah.
So now, yeah, you could bear witness here because how long have you listened to Jim and them?
At least 10 years. Jeez. So I'm pretty sure.
What brought you in?
Good evening, what do you mean? Cowards.
Like, was it the Miracles video? Did you find us on YouTube? Did a friend tell you to listen? Like-
yeah. So a friend actually told me to listen. So shout out to my friend Sam, who's also been listening for about 10 years now. We were just hanging out, and he found you guys, I'm pretty sure, through the Miracles video.
Cowards. Okay.
Then, ICP used to be our cash cow. Yeah.
But yeah. then what he
now
would
it's
do
Corey
is...
Feldman. Or as we like to call him around these parts, Corey Frogman.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. I like to call him Corey Frogman, Ribbit.
I call him Boring Feldman.
Good evening, cowards.
But yeah, we would purchase the movie commentaries and we would all just hang out, have sleepovers, and watch your movie commentaries.
Well, that rules.
Yeah, and then that's how I got into it.
Hey, Sam, by the way, it's me, Mike. I'm saying hi to you, Sam.
He stopped listening years ago.
Yeah. Where the damn hell did you find those movie commentaries?
Yeah.
So the Jim and them Patreon?
Oh, yeah, cool. We didn't even mention it. Jesus.
This was before the Patreon.
Yeah, pre-Patreon. This was Jack Reacher.
When Joe Barry was still on the show.
Wow.
So my first episode that I vividly remember listening to was finding out that he was adopted.
Oh, that was a good episode.
Yeah. That was
like that a drinking first... episode? Or
I don't think so. Right. But yeah.
Because I was already thinking, because now that Corey is, everything's Corey, next Power Hour has to be all Corey songs, right?
Oh, let's just never do a Power Hour again.
Yeah, yeah, there's definitely 80 Corey songs, too. It's perfect.
That's true.
Oh, we should buy Love the box Left. Set. Yeah, buy 2.1.
Ooh, does someone maybe want to buy
we should all get one box set each.
Ooh, we should steal one. We should pirate it.
Look, fuck a trip. We should just all get our own box set.
Yeah, live in it. Live off all the snacks that are inside.
Mine just has a melted gummy cluster in there. I'm like, fuck. It got all over my
DVDs.
Got
a Band-Aid in it.
So as a longtime listener, are you upset of our obsession with Corey lately as we're just trying to milk this cow?
No, it's not at all, actually. It's actually extremely entertaining. The Boobox stuff and the Corey Feldman stuff, it's great. It's the year of Boopak. It's the year of Corey.
Well, right.
And it's not unlike us. We got fixated with Blue.
Yeah, we do get fixated on
ICP,
things for a while. Yeah.
Corey Boopak, for 15 years.
It's always a running thing. I would argue that, Jim, we haven't had a single, like, part one and part two is all Corey. Nothing we've done is out of character for us.
Can we pinpoint even when we started going down the Corey hole?
It was when he showed up on Good Morning America, right?
I think it was even a little before that. A little bit, yeah. Okay. Because I think he rolled out like a GoFundMe or something before that.
No, because we
that.
Knew that the Ascension Millennium before that, right? Didn't we know? Like, didn't we just listen to the album because you knew Corey Feldman?
Well, didn't he? I mean, again, there's been so much Corey in our lives. Didn't he roll out an initial GoFundMe or Kickstarter for that album or something?
Yes.
Oh, that shit. So, yeah, familiar. We did talk about him a little bit.
Because I remember
before.
We went through all the perks of what you could get.
Because we were familiar enough with him being out. A bad musician when he was on the Today Show.
I feel
show
like it was
whatever.
Like years later people were finding out. And now it's even more years later because when was the Today Show? That's like got to be like 5 years ago.
I mean,
now.
No, that's more than it was like 2017 or 2016 or something like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
The Corey years.
But, I mean, before we get into it, or, I mean, I guess just getting into it, because I did see that someone was reaching out to Heather Dawn May, or Heather May Dawn, as known around these parts.
I didn't see any of this.
Where she had posted something about Corey, and then they replied and they said, what you should do is stop harassing Jim and them with bogus infringements. Now, we didn't sick anyone on this person,
yeah, no.
But she's always in Corey's replies. So if you go on his Twitter, you'll see her.
In fact, we keep going out of our way to say we don't go after her. She goes after us, and we're not giving out her information. We're not turning anyone against her.
And so then she said, I'm not harassing anyone, although you're harassing me and can't keep my name out of your mouth. You're contacting me. She's trying to. That's what we said last week.
Yeah.
Because I think she thinks this is us. This is not. This is Peter Porker 00.
Yeah, Peter Porker 00.
I'm calling to speak to Peter Porker.
We're going
to
need your address so we can serve you.
Yeah, I love that. The message here is keep my name out of your mouth. The next message, she's like, go get it on with Jim and them. Our name in her mouth.
Well, that's a different one. But you're contacting me. You people need to move on. Stop talking about me. Stop stealing Corey's video. You're writing me. I'm going to block you too. And then, Dariel Babylonia.
We got our bot army.
One of the realest of the real. Dariel Babylonia said.
Babylonia.
She's a pit bull. I love that people know her as the pit bull now.
It is fun that we've done that. We accidentally coined this nickname.
And then she replied, "Go get it on with Jim and them. You are blocked."
She's getting pit bull enough that she knows.
The pit bull's biting.
What's even better though is that Corey saw this tweet at her and replied, and he had some words to say about us. So he is basically, he's escalating the situation. Yeah. We're just pop culture critics when it comes down to
it.
We're just, lowlifes on the internet.
We're rizzed up streamers. Wouldn't you say we're kind of like a rizz style streamer?
Yeah, we're just a bunch of rizzed up fellas.
We're like Hassan for rizz. Instead of like left-leaning politics, we just find out what the new rizz is, including the Rizzler.
So he hopped in and replied to Peter Porker 00 and said, "How about stop harassing the sweet lady? She's helping to run my website, and I don't appreciate you bothering her personally when she's just doing her job. That poo cast is a sham."
Oh, well, no, he knows.
He didn't even fix his typo. It's supposed to say podcast. Come on, Corey.
Ooh, yeah, Ray, can I get a yeehaw?
Yeehaw.
Thank
you. Why should she bother? You are a group of rude-ass hashtag bullies. Gang stalking poor Heather. Leave us alone.
He's like the bad cop in the mushroom video. He's making her more paranoid. It's like, stop gang stalking her. She's already crazy. He's like, you're being gang stalked.
I love that he's like, oh shit, I guess I'll hashtag the word bullies.
That'll get this some 16 views.
So yeah, they are trying to flip it. They're trying to make it seem like we're the bullies. She wasn't replying to just us that day.
Right.
Like she replies to anyone that even has mild, like, oh hey man, maybe you should wear a shirt or something like something
she
like that.
She replied to a tweet she was not a part of.
That's right.
Added something too. She sought me out. And then, acted like I'm coming at her.
Well, you
it's
think
crazy.
He made her the web mistress for no reason? She has her fingers on the pulse. She has Google alerts for Corey Feldman's name. Anytime you type Corey Feldman on the internet, she's there.
Yeah, she's definitely, she has, the Google alerts, or she's just searching his name constantly.
And she has a Jim and them Google alert now.
She has a Pitbull Google alert.
Hashtag Pitbull.
Hashtag bullies, damn it! Oh, I said it's a hashtag bullies Google alert.
I guess we can get right into it. He was on the X5 podcast this week, which I'm not familiar with. I looked up a little bit. They're based out of Alabama.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Roll Tide, baby.
he's doing all the hot spots.
Now, it's just guys hanging out. Apparently, I don't know if one of the guys, I don't know if he's a regular host, but he was in a, a faux 80s band. It was supposed to be an 80s band, but they started in the 2000s or something.
Oh,
Steel Spasmatics.
It is Steel Panther.
Oh, okay.
It's the guy, Vegas band. Yeah, it's the guy from Steel
they
Panther.
Had a residency.
Steel Panther's cool.
Okay, yeah. Well, the guy from Steel Panther's there.
Well, they're not cool, but they're cool in quotes.
but also, before I play any of the clips here, I did want to point out, like, I get it. I talked about this in the past. I talked about this before when the Dropout TV shows were recommended to me and I was watching them and I was like annoyed at just seeing people like laughing and having fun with each other.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because it's like, it's not so much that I don't like laughing and having fun. I love laughing and having fun.
What the show's about.
But sometimes if you turn, so I get when people like click on one of our videos and they don't know us, but they see us laughing and having fun and having in jokes, your initial reaction is like, fuck them.
Who fuck do they you. Think Say they, stuff I understand.
Yeah, who do they think they
who
are?
Who the hell is Bupak? I'll give this 5 more months.
Because we'll get comments that are like, and these are the ones that don't tell the haters this.
Yeah.
But these are the ones that really hurt my heart when they're like, these guys are more cringe than Corey. Don't tell the haters.
You know what's weird?
Now, the only thing that hurts me is when people say he's trolling that we don't know what we're talking
well,
about.
Well, that's what the thing with that is we're going to get into it. That's okay. Why I called this like Corey Feldman Master Troll, because this is the podcast he talks. He tries to get into that a little bit.
I normally
but that
don't read,
also hurts my heart.
I say I don't normally read comments because I feel like I have the proclivity to have a thin skin. Were someone to say something that just seems like completely out of off base. But I've been reading them, and the ones that are like anti-us are so retarded well, that it funny. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I heard you had a proclivity for men's skin. Am I right?
Oh, fuck it. I've heard him.
What's his name?
What's his name?
Well... And I mean, what's...
sorry, I'm just laughing at him.
Yeah, you know that we hate that joke.
I hate when you do that.
Well, what's funny though too is because even I was like, "Am I putting too much Corey content out there?" And I was like, "You know what? There's no such thing. If the people want it, the people get it. That's well, what it comes down to.
If our content's good, if you put out something where you're like, ugh, this, we didn't really have anything here, then I'd say, yeah, Jim, you fucked up.
Well, and yeah, the other thing I wanted to say is like, obviously, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but obviously. You know, Corey Feldman is, you know, such a train wreck that everyone's going to talk about him or everyone's going to make fun of him.
Yeah, and their reaction videos are like, this guy's crazy.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I feel like, not to pat ourselves on the back, but I feel like we're one of the premier sources for Corey Feldman.
Jim, don't we have a jingle?
We do. It's not just about him, but it is about our cast of characters, and we've had this for a while.
It's the end man, the boy blue, Sarah's lovely former child actor, Corey Feldman, Jake Spray, everyone's favorite cast of characters.
You're gonna love that Jake
Spray. All right, all right.
Yeah, gotta love that Jake Spray call out in there.
New meaning, baby.
We like, all right, let's press play. It's like, it's the X5 podcast with Steel Panther. We're like, no.
I did fucking, you know, if people say that I don't suffer for my art, I did listen to this whole show and actually cut clips out so we didn't have to like. I mean, I still have like 23 minutes of clips, but it was an hour show.
Okay.
Let it play for itself. Hold on. Let me pull this up here. Initially here, this is Corey just talking about low serve ill. He gets the question about low serve ill, to the layman known as Loserville.
Low serve ill.
But here we go.
Yeah. So how's this tour going, man?
What tour?
What's your favorite city?
Hey, seriously.
Which one do we want to talk about this time?
Well, and see,
is there 30 like dudes?
That's what I was going to say.
This is an insane number of people.
I don't want to say that, you know, this isn't just guys giggling and having fun, but it's like a mosh pit of people.
I was going to say, this is the quintessential, like, early days of a podcast, because we used to do this, but we've been doing podcasts for so long. But we used to, you just load up, pack a room with as many guys, as much man meat as possible, stick them all in a row.
Everyone like share a mic. We'll have three mics for 6 people.
We're in a courtroom with a jury of my peers at the fucking corner. It's like, 16 men.
Corey can't even roll his socks off. And people hate when we pause immediately, but I just had to get that off my chest when they cut to 6 guys in the other shot.
There was one comment this week. I couldn't tell if they're being sarcastic or not, so I didn't reply or like it or anything because I was like, what if they're being sarcastic? Uh-huh. He was like, you don't pause enough. But mostly because.
I think it's sarcasm.
But he was saying because sometimes you're talking over Corey and I can't hear what you're saying. That's the other thing I was going to bring up because, you know, people talk about we talk over each other a lot. Which happens. We all get excited when like a silly thing happens. Yeah. But these guys, these guys are talking over motherfuckers.
Let's get back to Pops, and the one guy's yelling about piss.
Get back to Corey and the ska band.
What I love and look for it as, because there's gonna be more of it throughout this interview, is like Corey kills with this crowd. Like, you notice how they were like, "What's up with Loserville, man?" And he's like, "What's up with the tour, man?" He's like, "What tour?" And they're like, "Yeah,
that's podcasting, baby.
Not even a joke. That's just like I don't even know what you'd call
that.
That's
like you ran into a Corey at Lowe's and you're both contractors. Yeah, working hard, hardly working.
That's what that is.
Hey, Corey can't even be fucked to pull his socks up.
But that's also similar to. That's the thing, because we watched his Howie Mandel podcast. He always gets upset when you ask about the tour. I guess it's because he really hates that it's called Loserville.
I think it's because he wants to control everything.
Here we go.
Oh, thank you, Jams. $4.99.
Let's go.
If you're asking him, that means he doesn't get to present it to you.
Yeah.
And he wants to dictate things. He wants to control things. That's obviously a big thing with him. And so I think that's probably why he gets annoyed.
The boom pack is running wild.
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, I thought I enabled TTS for super chats.
These shitty ass podcasts. Obama, it's ass time. Penis.
Fuck.
TTS, do you think that rape is funny?
I did add boom for one of our alerts. We'll have to see people, but
we'll have to see if someone donates $3,000.
Oh yeah, the 3 minute long boom.
Now the other thing,
penis Obama
TTS works.
Yeah, TTS is working. The other thing with this podcast, and I'm not shitting on these guys here. This is a common thing with like video podcasts.
Good evening, cowards.
Now the format is usually like how they're sitting on a couch and guys always have their legs crossed and shit. Now, I mean, people will probably think that we're corny because we have like a green screen or whatever. But I think I'd prefer this than like, I don't know. I don't like when guys just are sitting there with their legs crossed.
Were you guys serious?
Put a desk in front of them, you animals.
When I was in fucking Huntington Beach watching my brother's house and I had a fucking arm and I was on a couch and stuff.
Well, but you didn't. But it wasn't like a full body shot, though.
That's true.
This is standard because I'm thinking
all these
like
pro podcasts now. It's like they're in a studio filming them, not a green screen for some reason.
Yeah.
Green screen was standard before.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. But
if they don't have a green screen, how's Bupak behind them?
Yeah, no. How do they work Bupak?
Yeah,
their
how do they have
all?
A giant Bupak?
Practical effect Bupak.
Ah.
I'm joking. Let's jump right into it. Seriously. Yeah. Loserville.
Which one was in Steel Biscuit?
Huge, massive tour. Been following your shows, checking them out, YouTube, all your platforms.
Yeah, well, this is my trans retard friend.
Real quick, Jared Blank in the YouTube chat. X5 Podcast is sponsoring Corey's tour bus since his RV broke down on the second day of the tour.
That's so Corey.
Okay.
His
response to the guys that saved him is, what tour?
You know what? There is a part I trimmed out at the beginning where he does introduce the guy and he mentioned something about a sponsorship. I just didn't know what he meant.
I love that he has shit. Like, you know whose shit breaks down on the second day of the tour? Down? Like, the no-name band getting their first break, like, driving from, like, Idaho to Riverside. Like, that's whose van breaks down, not Corey Feldman.
Crazy, man. Let me tell you. So, honestly, when we signed on, it was like, man, 6 o'clock? What kind of time slot is that? We're going to get like a few birds, maybe a couple insects. And like, if we're lucky, like maybe 100 people will show up every day. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we really were not expecting much. But, you know, the hype was good. You know, they made it sound good. So it was like, okay, you know, all right. Well, it sounds like a good deal. And, you know, people
are excited.
We'd be
lucky if we get 11 people in a lunchroom.
They told me I'd be in the freak show spot. And I was like, freak show? What about a headliner?
Well, there's a few things here, too. Because all the guy did was ask. He's like, he set it up as like, you know, you're on this big tour with Limp Bizkit. What is that like, man? And the first thing he goes into is, the 6 o'clock slot, guys.
I'm better than that.
Here's all the things I instantly complained about when given this gift of a tour.
And you know, if I wanted to go on a worldwide tour, I was thinking about just hanging out in my broke down van.
And he immediately tries to make it seem like it was this happy go lucky, like, eh, maybe we'll get 100 people, but hey, we'll do it for the love. You know, that was never like his thought.
And
at
he's
all.
Also, that isn't what it is. It's even less than that, but he's about to tell him, like, and people just show right. up, man, and like go crazy. And you laugh and point.
You know, his, you know his
everybody's laughing and point. I just love it.
Having a great time. You know,
it's usually about a room this size with this many people in it, and they're all just, you know, having a good time.
I feel like I'm at a concert right now with you 12 men.
Except me. I never have a good time.
You know, his expectation was, oh, sweet, I'm touring with Limp Bizkit. I get to play in front of thousands of people. And then he was furious when he realized he doesn't get
it. He even has a comment where he says, a lot of people thought we'd get the no Nate, what's his name?
Nate No Face.
Oh, Nate No Face spot. Like, he kind of throws that aside in there.
Remember when we were the smallest name on the poster? Everyone thought we wouldn't be playing first.
He's basically just saying, I don't know who the fuck that guy is, but I guess. Big Bones fan, though. I love Bones and Xavier Wolf.
Bands will come out. It'll be a great time. But
but, it's but been nothing
to
but
our
whoa.
Surprise, the first day was a little slow because, first of all, there's always it always seems to be there's some kind of problem getting people in the gates. Yeah. That's the first thing we hear every day.
Which, again, Steel Panther,
oh, well,
like,
was
sold,
a hold up at the gates.
Sold tickets.
Oh, there was
so they don't know what he's
getting
talking about.
In from the parking lot, or the parking line was forever. The VIP will call line was forever. So we hear all this kind of stuff all the time. But what happens is we go out there the first day, and there was, like, maybe 25% of the theater was full, you know, maybe. Yeah. But still, that was more than we expected. So we're like, all right, this is about what we're going to get every day. All right, here we go. You know, and we had a good attitude about it. We did our thing.
Spoiler alert, there's no way he had a good attitude about that.
Oh, yeah. He's never no had a good attitude about anything. And the 25%, he was about to say 25 people. He's like, this is about 25%
person.
Full arena.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, right. He's counting everyone in the door at the arena. They're like, they're getting hot dogs, jamming out.
I thought he was going to say at the beginning of all of my sets, there's always a problem.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, he knows.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you're right, Jeff. Like what you're saying, like he's talking to a guy that sells tickets.
Yeah. Like Steel Panther had a residency here.
Steel Panther like tours all the time.
Well, and he also, it's funny that he was already making excuses, like, you know, it's probably things where he probably ran into people either at like the meet and greet or just backstage that were like fans or something, and he's like, where were you? And they were like, the line was long. sorry, man.
Well, you know, the metal detector broke down.
You know what you could also do with this alley-oop of a question? Not mention any of that at all. Just be like, I'm on tour with Limp Bizkit.
No.
It's awesome. You
it's
don't have
great.
To tell. He immediately is talking ticket sales and shit.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Fred's like, cool.
And then the VIP is all fucked. Like they just asked how the tour was again.
His nature.
Like, awesome. It's the biggest thing I've ever done. But he can't beat because he knows where he is on the poster. He can't accept this is the biggest it's going to get.
Well,
for
he can't not complain. That's all he can. Yeah. He is such a negative dude.
Yeah. Do we have an early life in Corey?
Day was like double. So we're like, all right, that's cool. And then it was like about there. And then we hit a Sunday. And all of a sudden we hit a Sunday and that place was like 3/4 full at 6 o'clock. And we were like, okay,
yeah, Sunday,
this is good. You know? Mm-hmm. So I realized what's going on is that, you know, when you start that early,
almost the whole stadium.
People aren't able to get off work in time. Cause most people get off work at 5 or 6 o'clock. Right. Mm-hmm. So by the time they get home, they got to change most of the
Stone
time.
Face.
Grab their partner.
I'm surprised he wasn't like most civilians, man, you know, civilians got to do 9 to 5s. They got to go to work. They're not artists like us.
Yeah.
Most people make $8 an hour and get off at 5
or whatever, get down to the venue, get their tickets, get to their seat. By the time they do that, it's 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 7:30. So
yeah, that's
a lot
what
of
everyone
people
knows.
Don't get there to where
we all
off
know
the
this
stage. So I figured, man, okay, this is kind of a problem. How are we going to do this? And I had all these people write me saying, we're upset. So Fred, being the very astute man that he is, he's so in tune. Honestly, I could talk for hours about how great Fred is.
Oh, Fred.
Because I've
you
been
know,
so
his
blown away and so impressed
Fred.
By his
Fred
work
Flintstone.
Ethic, by his standard, by the fact that he's so on top of every single thing. Like, he keeps his finger on the pulse of everything. He's his own tour manager, really. Like, right. His own production guy. He's like, he does. He has his finger
quick.
On everything, right?
Yeah.
You know, 16 times a day. This is Corey again. Your friend Durst.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
You're like looking at like movie scripts and stuff about like you want to direct. You're on doing a worldwide tour to sold out stadium. Bzz, bzz, my coffee's cold. Bzz, bzz.
Fred, these bananas, how new did you say they are?
I'm stuck in your toilet.
Can we play the cafeteria, Fred?
Can we headline?
Fred, I need gas money.
Yeah, the Winnebago's so fucked.
He saw what was happening. He goes, man, let's push it back 15 minutes. So he made this little adjustment.
He gave him nothing. All right, 15 minutes.
Wow. And in most cases, it made all the difference in the world. Because what happens, first of all, a lot of people were saying, we expected you to be the opener. Mm-hmm. Like, we expected you to be the bone slot.
Oh.
Because the way it was promoted.
Okay, so it wasn't Nate No-Face. He thought he'd be the bone slot, yeah.
Oh.
Which bones?
That's what I thought.
It's just like underground as like the people that like Limp Bizkit like bones.
Well, he even gets into like... you know, because that's how it was promoted. It was like Limp Bizkit, Corey Feldman.
Which he was painfully aware of.
It was like everybody promoted like Corey Feldman and Limp Bizkit, or Limp Bizkit and Corey Feldman, or whatever. But like a lot of people promoted it that way. So everybody got in their minds that we were going to be the 8 o'clock spot. So they're figuring, oh, we'll get there at 7. We'll be fine.
This guy's so bored.
Well, they get there, you know, at 7 and realize that they missed us. So we're like, no, everybody, you got to be at the venue by 5:30. Because if you're not at the venue by 5:30, there's no way you're going to get through all those lines, get down to your seats, and be able to see our whole show.
Right.
But he pushed it that 15 minutes. So that's helping during the weekdays. And then on the Sundays, you know, it's great. We don't do Saturdays for some reason. So, you know, as long as we get that.
What question was he asked?
Oh, we don't do what are the days they don't have us on?
Didn't they just go like, hey, so you're on a tour, huh? Like
yeah, that, no, exactly.
And he's still rambling.
My flights were canceled one day. I had to call Fred. He's like, why are you calling me?
He was just, it was a nice, easy fucking setup softball question to be like, working with Limp Bizkit's amazing. The crowds have been awesome. And he goes on and on.
Chemistry, right? It gets bigger and bigger. And so the buzz has grown. It's gotten to be bigger and bigger crowds. Then we got rained out twice. That was super cowards. And
now when he says rained, when he said we got rained out twice, he means, if you're not aware, he means just his band.
Yeah, him and the fellow people in his in Corey Feldman.
All the
band.
People on the general admission floor.
Then we got rained out twice. My drummer and my saxophone player got denied at the Canadian border.
Yeah.
Our RV broke down.
Mommy's curse. What are you going to do? Mommy's curse.
Then we came back strong in Florida and we did the last two Florida dates. Hot as hell, sticky as can be.
Yeah. But real pain in the ass.
Good full shows. Every show actually has been packed. And the only one I heard that they have slow ticket sales. Ready for this? Ready for this? In all of the 24 cities that we've got. You ready? It's right here, folks, in Alabama.
Birmingham, Alabama.
There you
it's a
walk-up. Baby.
Dude, it's been
Does
a
you know this isn't live?
real quick, Ocean's Music in our YouTube chat. This is what we were talking about this at the start of the show. You guys are clowning, bro, but all you guys do is talk about him for content. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what we do.
Are we here for that?
Isn't that
why you're here?
But we're also obsessed with him.
Why is that bad?
No, exactly. We love him.
I don't understand why. Like, he's basically saying no one should ever make fun of anything. Because he sucks, and so really perfect
and
to make fun of him forever.
This is new.
If he didn't suck, we wouldn't have him to make fun of. So it's like, yeah, you're right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But why do you care? Have you never made fun of someone?
You know what's funny? Laughing at things that are funny.
Yeah. Well, what, you saw a movie? Yeah, I bet it was only because it was entertaining, idiot.
Well, but to Ocean's Music's point, he should eat a bowl of dick up. Aren't you here to see Corey content? Were you here for something else?
Walk up city as long as I can remember.
That's what I told them. I said, we're doing the biggest podcast in the world, first of all.
Hey, the fifth largest in the world.
When do y'all do that?
Do you not know?
Oh, so, all right. This is this is where I cut.
I'm excited for this.
This is where Corey brings jokes and he destroys with the. And I would dare say maybe he's a little charming in some of it, but maybe not.
I mean, these guys loved his boring logistical stories, they gotta love a joke.
He has jokes that are better than what tour?
I mean, I'll say that he has a lot of gay jokes.
Oh, all right. Okay.
What was your relationship like with Fred before this? Or is this the first interaction with
we
him?
We only had sex before this.
Okay, so, good.
Yeah.
It typical. Was weird. Yeah. Typical Hollywood.
Who was guys didn't talk after? Yeah.
You know how it is. You know, you
wiped his
to...
dick on the curtains and left the room.
No, yeah, man, I got some jokes.
Wait, hold on. Don't talk during this because it's like so many people, like a cacophony of.
Well,
and
I'd say the guy that killed is the guy did his.
True, but
joke
Corey's
over.
Got some more. He's going to tag it a bit.
It typical, was weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
Who was
yeah,
that? Didn't talk after.
Yeah. You know how it is. You know,
he wiped his dick on the curtains and left the room.
Oh man, I got some class. I used the sheets, but.
So, yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm a gunslinger.
Yeah, literally four other guys like gave me big laughs, and then he's like, "Hey, actually, I do one better. I use the sheets."
Well, these are the warm. He's just getting warmed up.
Okay,
man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be so critical.
I'm just saying. He's a gunslinger. He's going to be killing throughout this podcast with his gay jokes.
But you know, the thing is,
oh,
we didn't like to talk about it afterwards because that's an uncomfortable thing. You don't want to admit that it actually happened.
We don't want to get too close.
Right. Whoa. So then you only see each other once in a while, like booty call 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then eventually it's like, hey, should we do something together?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Fred, serious. We do everything. Yeah. And he's like, no, not sexually. I mean, should we do
something? We do everything.
Should we work on it?
Just found your channel. I'll get you guys live on YouTube a lot.
So,
thank you, Dabble Don. Thanks for $4.99. Just found your channel. Well, you heard on the TTS.
The goat.
I think it's interesting that what Corey did was do a throwaway improv joke that they liked. And now he's like, well, what if this joke lasts forever? Hey, guys. Hey, you know that thing I said? You laughed, and then we continued the conversation. What if instead I continued the joke forever?
Yeah, it's good. That's like, it's absurd, you know, he's doing. He's master troll.
He's continuing this. This should have been a 5-second joke, and it's already ten times longer than it should have
been.
It's
a dark reflection of himself, because at one point he said, like, we won't admit that it happened or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, they're him getting butt-fucked. I'm like, isn't that your old thing? Keep saying it didn't happen to you?
And also, to your point, Mike, he's done it so long, he doesn't know how to get back to answer the question of, like, how he hooked up with Fred to do the tour.
The moment where the joke is gone and you go back to the real answer has happened 3 times, but instead he keeps just keeping this I fuck Fred Durst joke alive.
I've always said you get Corey on the X5 podcast, that's like tough crowd with Colin Quinn. That's like the cellar table. When they get going on jokes and riffing on each other, dude, it's like Patrice and Corey.
Yeah, this is classic.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, let me put that together. I'll think of something. And then Loserville came about.
At least
I'm totally joking.
Yeah.
We've known each other.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
No, I did the same thing as the fat lesbian.
Wait, you're joking? Time.
Wait a second. Yeah. I thought that was for real.
Yeah, wait.
I've been taking for
I
a
thought
while.
He wrote, yeah. I thought he wrote
I
Nookie,
also want
to
say, wait, I thought it was real. Wait, it's my turn. Guys, you all got to say, when's it my turn to say, wait, what, for real?
Let me guess.
It was real. Just kidding.
He like goes back for another gay joke, at least one more.
I mean, was real.
There might even be some cum jokes that come up sooner or later.
Okay.
So just strap in, ladies and gentlemen, because if you get Corey in a room with just some other dudes just riffing, he's going to be the riff master of that room.
Yeah, he's the comedian, Corey. I had no idea. He's like Pagliacci.
You guys are nice.
I don't have a vagina.
Nobody said that.
Did you guys?
Oh, actually, I forgot I pulled that. Oh, no, I don't have it on the soundboard
yet.
Even
that guy was like, what are you talking about?
I have that clip. I forget. That's supposed to be on one of the things, I think, when either someone, it's either like a super chat or something or other.
$50 in the super chat.
Yes, you did.
No.
I heard you.
I just
said
figured,
Nookie.
I just figured he was getting that prison pocket. I didn't know.
I see. No. I don't play pocket pinball. That's not
you
my
guys
game.
Didn't know each other?
No, he said they knew each other for years, right?
Yeah, no. We've known each other for like 20 years. Sorry, David Lee Roth was speaking to me.
He gets serious and then tries to burn that guy. Like, go fuck yourself, David Lee Roth.
Yeah, that's what he looks like.
Don't open that door, Corey. Don't open the let's make fun of how we appear door.
Let's make fun of the guy that's sponsoring your bus.
That idiot, it dresses up like another musician. What a fucking moron. I can't believe he looks like a famous musician.
I do like that Fred drew the line at getting him a bus. Because they all have buses, right?
Yeah, he just brought his RV that broke down.
If it's Rich,
hey, David Ross speaking to you, man. You listen to what's going on here.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? No, but I really want to know the answer because I want to see how close you got.
I don't know why you look so much like David Lee Roth today.
Because my hair is long, dude.
No, man, that's not it. What I think it has something to do
it's
with
not the nose, is it?
Did you get any, are you getting like work done?
See, I feel like this is getting like real tense now. I don't know if I'm reading too much into this.
He definitely had work done. Look at him.
And the guy was like, the guy I think had the same realization I made. Oh, you made a joke and now it's still going. So he was trying to get like, hey man, no, I was actually
trying
like,
to get it back on.
I was actually pretty curious. Like, can you tell me?
Hey, did you get plastic surgery? I bet you're real self-conscious about this. Not me, all natural, baby. I'm dressed like Billie Eilish for some reason.
Well, I think the reason why Corey got annoyed too is because the way he tried to get it back on track is he says something like, you know, did you know Fred for a long time? But earlier in the discussion, Corey already said he knew him for 20 years. So he's like, you're not even listening. Hey, David Lee Roth, wake up, dude.
Pay attention to someone but yourself, man.
Yeah, adults are talking, homo. I don't know why you look so much like David Lee Roth today.
Because my hair is long, dude.
No, man, that's not it. I think it has something to do with
it. Something nose, is it?
Did you get any, are you getting like work done?
Oh, man, I'm a fan of plastic surgery. Yeah, so if anybody,
if
anybody has any free, you know, sponsorships for facelifts.
He's got a pocket full of Groupons.
I love
Fred picking on Corey. He's a lolcar. Corey thinks they're re-best friends in true lolcar fashion, face with tears of joy.
Thank you, Dabble Don. I'm just going to read it real quick. Fred put him on because he's a lolcar. Corey thinks they're best friends in lolcar fashion. Yes and no, because Fred Durst also was on his album back in the day.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of, well, maybe that was also for the goof, I imagine.
I think it is a good selling point that you have Corey Feldman, not in the way Corey Feldman thinks, but like we would go to see Corey Feldman. I mean, we'd want to see Limp Bizkit, but like I would actually get there early to see Corey Feldman. He knows enough of the troll.
Corey is his end man. Like, you can be friends and also be like, this guy's a joke and he kind of sucks, but like also he's sort of our friend.
That also makes it stand out. If I saw Limp Bizkit, Bones, whatever, the fact that Corey Feldman is there, I'm like, okay, I might look at this.
You're right.
Like it is like good marketing from Fred Durst's end, even if it's a complete locale or they're friends, because even Riff Raff was kind of that choice too. They'd put two weird guys on there and then the rest is like SoundCloud rap and then them.
You're right. It totally is a thing of like, oh, I used to like Limp Bizkit back in the day. But I mean, would I go to the show? Maybe not. But then, he catches your eye like, oh, but there's going to be a train wreck
he
there.
Put on two artists he really likes, obviously, the No Face and the Bones or whatever. And then he's also like, I know Corey. And that's like a good like hook that Corey's there for some reason.
He knows Corey. He didn't choose Corey because he's great music.
Well, like, and he even also has seen Corey perform, I'm sure, in some fashion. So he's like, oh, this will be good.
Well, I mean, he hangs out with Wes Borland. So he knows he knows a thing or two about
Freaky Boys.
Yeah, Freaky Boys.
You know it's weird? You'll see like Wes Borland on like a YouTube guitar video and it's just a guy with like a goatee. He's like, hey, what's up? He's like dressed like Creed. he's on stage like, ooh.
They do, I didn't cut it from the clips I was playing, but at one point, the Steel Panther guy's talking to Corey and he's like, you know, do you run into Wes when he's in character? Because like we've played with them before and like once Wes gets in like costume, he's like Daniel Day-Lewis. He won't talk to anyone and all I'm thinking is Corey's probably like, well, he never talks to me, man. Like, he must always be in character.
I'm in character right now, Corey. He's just eating a burrito. I'm actually in character right now.
He always pops in contacts when he sees Corey coming.
Oh, shit. He has that one side painted.
Yeah.
I'm right here. Give me a call, man. I know all the best plastic surgeons in all of Beverly Hills.
Because you look too freaking good, man.
Well, you know what it is, dude?
What?
It's glazing.
And that must be
glazing.
It's glazing. It's a new facial.
It works really good. You get them in every city.
No, all seriousness, man. Thank you for that. You look great too, by the way.
And yesterday, the biggest best one.
I love the guy on the left. Doesn't seem like he should even be there. Like that guy in the like board shorts. Some guy's uncle. He has a pillow for his neck. He's all uncomfortable. He's sipping a Mai Tai. Anyways, I just wanted to say that.
One was in West Palm Beach. They have a swimming pool.
Oh, I saw that behind the venue.
And a bar with a hot bartender.
Okay, this is, all right, to set this up, because I did cut it from there, he's talking about the tour and, like, all the amenities they get now. And, there was a place in, like, San Diego or something like that where the venue itself has a pool that you, like, a swim-up bar pool for the artists. and he starts to get into some trans humor about the hot bartender.
Ah, okay.
Spoiler alert. Sorry, I couldn't help
trigger
myself.
Warning. You two now. Now.
Oh, and you're like,
what
you're
was
like,
his name?
You're like, hold on a second. You're like, hold on a second.
Yeah, because the guy basically calls him gay because he's like, oh, it's a heart bartender. I hit like, what was his name?
I hit a what was his name earlier. It's the best joke.
A swimming pool.
Oh, I saw that behind the venue.
And a bar with a hot bartender.
Oh,
and
wow.
You're like,
what
you're
was
like,
his name?
You're like, hold on a second. You're like, hold on a second. It was her name. She had to change. But let's not talk about that. You know, sexual orientation is not necessarily welcome in all states these days. But anyway, that said, they had a wonderful he/she at the bar. No, I'm just joking.
Damn, no, I'm just so edgy. His socks are getting lower and lower every shot. You can't stop looking at him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He/she.
Yeah. Get him on Legion of Skanks or get him on Comptown or something.
They
so, anyways,
up.
There's a he/she there giving out drinks, hot as fuck.
Some F slur.
I started sucking her dick.
They fucked up by laughing because now he thinks, oh, well, I should keep making jokes.
Oh, yeah. 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 But I think they probably legit were just like, this guy's hilarious.
I mean, imagine not laughing if you're in the room with Corey. He's like, anyways, he/she, just because you're like, Jesus, Corey, come on.
So you're like, hold on a second. You're like, hold on a second. It was her name. She had to change. But let's not talk about that. You know, sexual orientation is not necessarily welcome in all states these days.
Yeah.
But anyway, that said, They had a wonderful he/she at the bar. No, I'm just joking.
Her name was Rick. She was so hot.
About Live Nation or Charlie's House. It sounds a lot like buses are in a circle. Yeah. There's games.
Yeah.
They're feeding us trucks, food trucks.
Yeah, no. So, but it was an amazing setup. We had a great, you know, I was swimming before sound check, and I'm like, I have to work today? Like, why go to work? We've got this, you know. Yeah, we don't need to go to work.
Great. It's cool, man. I mean, it's cool, you know. You know what's really cool is being here with the Comeback King right now.
I feel like, again, like there's this tension between these two guys.
Yeah, he hates him.
He's like, yeah, you know what's cool, dude? Fucking hanging out with this homo.
Yeah, bring up my fucking facial again. Yeah, dickhead.
Talk about, because even earlier when he's like, I just have long hair, dude. I don't know what to fucking tell you.
Long legs, shut the fuck up.
He's dressed like the guy that like is getting pushed by someone that has like a war veteran hat, and he's just like, when you work in retail, you always run into that guy that's just all fucked, just in like a Hawaiian shirt and like in a wheelchair, so he's pushing him around. He's like, the laptop.
Do you want some on your back? I got you later. Bro.
Oh, there it was. Yeah, there was one of the cum jokes. Woo. The Comeback King.
Man. It's a ton of cum jokes, a ton of gay jokes, a bunch of anti-trans jokes.
Yeah, is Corey red-pilled?
It's cool, you know? You know what's really cool is being here with the Comeback King right now.
Do you want some on your back? I got you later, bro.
Oh, man. I need a song for me like that in my band. That's the cool thing about music is you can listen to whatever you want, whenever you want on Spotify or Pandora.
Right.
And if you're in a mood for maybe having some fun and laughing, but on some Steel Panther.
Right.
I thought he was going to say some Corey Feldman, and then Corey was going to get pissed.
Is that kind of what he was doing? Because he winked, or he tried to wink.
He was just plugging his band, just doing a shameless plug.
No, I didn't even see it coming, man. I really didn't. I didn't either. It just came natural.
You never see it coming, though.
So I got really got a lot of-
See, well, this is great, though.
Give it a fucking rest. I know we're on a comedy show.
I thought you were going to love all his cum jokes.
And we're putting a bunch of jokes out there, and we're like, pause the video every 5 seconds, shouting jokes out, but like, give it a fucking rest.
This is
Corey.
Like one of those epic riffs where you're crying, laughing. They keep saying something else. You can't breathe. Just boom, boom. Just a late night sleepover. You're fucking hopped up on Mountain Dew, giggling till you piss.
I thought,
come
Mike,
on my back. Boom.
I thought Mike was gonna like this one because it even. I think it keeps going.
Why do you think so little of me?
Well, you love cum jokes.
Yeah, but these aren't jokes.
Yeah, fair enough.
Shameless plug.
I didn't even see it coming, man. I really didn't. I didn't either. It just came natural.
You never see it coming, though.
So I got really got a lot of blind spots.
Your eyes are closed, baby. Your eyes are closed.
Watch.
Yeah.
Jim, for everybody at home listening on audio, Jim's just over there fucking staring at me, waiting to see my reaction and go,
because Mike, you've smile. Done the
yeah
he's but, doing I, your but I'm stick. Funny
that's no. true fair enough
I we've got no booms yet for any of this. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely
they do gets the face a- and they give them a yeah to get all doom over here for this guy. This guy Mike Doom Steel.
And I'm really not.
I didn't either. It just came natural.
You never see it coming, though.
So I got really. Because
your eyes are closed,
spots.
Baby. Your eyes are closed.
Yeah. In the face. Wait, wait, wait.
It's like this. It's like this. It's like this. It's like this.
Why? Isn't it great why did he take his sunglasses off?
He's already squinty.
Because we know that the implication is your eyes are shut. You don't need to take your sunglasses off to show us. Oh my god,
that's
dude.
Awesome.
He is loving it, though.
Look at that guy's
this, is, this might be the most fun I've ever seen Corey.
That's
has.
True.
Because he never he's
just letting loose.
He doesn't like having fun. He yeah. does. He doesn't like he doing just things also that are really strict this into is like, a thing.
This is like Michael Scott having fun.
Yeah,
he thinks he's killing. I don't know. They're loving it.
Eyes closed. Huh? Eyes closed. Don't want to get in the eye. I heard.
No, you don't want to get in your eye.
It hurts, right?
See, like I love that. He's like, no, you're doing it wrong. Because the guy's also trying to join in the fun, like, and he's like, no, eyes closed. And it gets like weirdly awkward.
I want to explore this joke, you guys. Don't
come on.
You shouldn't get in your
trust
eye, right?
Me, that's I've what opened I heard. My eyes. Huge mistake.
Natural.
You never see it coming, though.
So
I didn't mean to take it back so far. But
yes, you
let
did.
It go, baby. Let it go.
Yes,
baby.
You did, Jim.
It's gold.
You
get a couple
liar.
Booms in there.
Your eyes are closed, baby. Your eyes are closed.
Yeah.
In the face.
Wait. It's like this. It's like this. It's like this. It's like this.
Dude, he really
has eyes closed.
That's what like 11-year-olds or like 8-year-olds do when they make jokes. They make the joke and then you laugh and they're like, I'm going to keep doing it.
If he had done the hand motions, you would have been doing cartwheels. If he's going,
Nah.
Yeah. We do that every time we come into a part two.
I want to get in the eye, I heard.
No, you don't want to get in your eye.
It hurts, right?
Oh, see, this is where they talk about costume changes. Because, you know, we were wondering about that. Although he describes them way incorrectly. Like, he kind of tries to pitch it as like, you know, then in like 20 seconds, I'm back. 20 seconds, I'm back out. But we've seen so many times where he's late to come back out and everything gets fogged up.
His shoes are tied together. He fucking falls into the Hornetron.
Right, so I notice that you are wearing some stuff that I've not seen before. And then I've seen some stuff that you're wearing that I've seen before.
Right. Exactly. And well, do the same thing? Here's what I like to do. Yes. I like to have like a new look for each tour. Right. So I'll make like one brand new costume that's like the main costume, but then I'll also have like the throwback.
Here we go.
Is there a TT? I think it's just delayed. I think it comes through in a second.
Free money.
Shout out. One of the things I always enjoy doing, and I got this trick from MJ.
I won't pop again or come back, King Slander.
Well, you're in the wrong place then, because there's going to be a lot of comeback King Slander.
Who is that boy?
Oh, that's Dabble Dawn again. Thank
you. Keep paying us and we'll stop talking about it.
Is to try to emulate the costume in the video, and then you play the video behind you and you repeat the choreography and you're wearing the costume, and it just kind of brings that video to life. So for Ascension Millennium, I wear the Ascension Millennium costume, which is also the same as my pop, my Funko Pop. You know, it's like the same costume.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It kind of solidifies that. It ingrains it in people's heads as like, that's the look for that song, you know?
You're like Elton John out there changing costumes
well,
every
song. No, I don't. I'm not gay.
That's not a joke.
Boom!
That's like that's the lowest. That's not even hanging dude, fruit. That's fruit that fell off the tree and is on the ground, and a worm is in it.
We
and
gotta
picked
get
it
Corey
up.
And like three more guys in the stew, man. Have
well,
a great time.
What they should at that point they should have been like, well, what about all this cum and fucking Fred Durst you've been talking about? You've been acting like you're gay the whole time.
And I don't wear rhinestone glasses, but
you have rhinestone
that,
outfits.
Besides
though.
That, we're exactly alike.
See, now he doesn't like blue shorts, Dunkle.
No, but anyway, no. So now I lost my train of thought. You got me thinking all
costumes,
about Elton John.
Costumes.
You
got me
thinking about Elton. We've all been there.
We've all been there.
They are important. I think it's really important.
So anyway, so if it's Ascension, we do Ascension. Comeback King, we do a Comeback King.
Yeah.
And the Comeback King is the black one, right?
Right, that puffy one with the tight, and then
with the belt, the silver belt.
I mean, he should describe, it's a trash bag suit. That's the Comeback King.
Well, and Corey's annoyed that he would describe something as a silver belt. That's probably definitely a silver belt.
Well, I don't know if I wore that part actually in the video.
But you wore it on stage. Does that keep the pants up?
You guys have a Funko Pop, didn't think so.
No, we don't. Oh, actually, we do. I got you. You gave me Funko Pops of us for Christmas.
Corey has Funko Pops that he paid for himself. They didn't ask him and license his image to make one.
Yeah.
He said, "Hey, Funko Pop, you know anyone can pay you to make these. I'd like you to make one of me."
These are silly questions, but I'm telling you, you know,
yeah,
when you're moving around and dancing, shit falls off.
Let me tell you something. These are the best, actually. These pants, this outfit that I wear, that's kind of okay. So what I do? Here, I'll give you. I shouldn't give away my.
No,
secrets.
You should. Tell us
how the pudding's made. Corey.
I'm like, cut my hair.
Because people are like, how do you change a whole outfit that fast? How do you do?
How do you do that?
I mean, I have like literally like.
No one has ever asked him that. By the way,
it's usually just a jacket, and it takes him an hour.
You know what?
Well, actually, they go. How do you change your outfit that fast? It took like 3 minutes.
Well, also, but Mike, have you listened to this before? Because he does. One of his secrets is that, like, I just changed the jacket. One of his.
I know.
Tricks
but
of the
then
trade.
He does say he changes the pants later, though, after a different song.
Maybe 15 seconds, and it has to be real seamless. Here's what I do. Here's my trick. So I have this bodysuit that's so tight and it's like metal. It's like a metal outfit. So I have the pants on with a belt and I have to put, check, there's so many layers, but I have to put obviously I have to put like boxer briefs on. They have to be real tight because you can't have anything bulging or and you have to wear something because those little metal pieces actually dig into you, into your skin. So you don't want them cutting into you while you're trying to dance. So you've got on the
trying to dance. Under it.
Then you put on the silver pants. Then I got to put on the headset, the headpiece under my t-shirt. Then I got to put on the t-shirt. Then I got to put on the belt. Then I got to put on the second layer of pants, and I put those over the other pants.
Isn't it so insane all the effort that goes into bullshit?
Well, I love that it's framed as, this is what you have to do.
Yeah.
There's like metal pants, boxer briefs, and can't have any bullshit.
They ask such a simple question, and this is
just
where
what
he's
you
at.
Have to do if you're performing. You put on four pants, metal pants to poke you.
Here's my secret that does nothing because it still takes forever for me to do anything.
It's so meticulous for just no reason.
That's what it's like. Yeah.
Even like without knowing all that, I think when we were just watching clips of his show, we were already like, why is he even changing costumes? It adds literally nothing.
It takes forever and adds nothing.
It really, I mean, but we know why he's doing it because it gives like a fake grandiose feeling to what he's doing.
He's
like,
Taylor. He thinks he's Taylor.
He thinks he's Michael Jackson. He thinks he's
in his Eras tour. I think also like, he's retarded.
Put my shoes on, and then I put the jacket on. And then after the first song, I just switch the jacket. But after the second song, I got to switch everything. So I go back, I take off that next jacket, take off the hat, take off the shoes,
wrap myself in barbed wire,
put new stuff on,
and
come out, yell at my band.
Put a new jacket on, put the shoes back on. And I'm breathing oxygen at the same time in a lot of these.
That's so funny, by the way, the details.
So he's hopping around with
breathe
one
oxygen.
Leg on. He's like, his shoes are tied together. He falls through the curtain. How's that never happened? And you're just supposed to walk the base? Like,
well, you know what?
Don't
this
press
is,
the button.
This is like exactly what you made this joke, Jeff, when we were talking, when he had the Riot Fest tantrum when he came out and like the shit was late or whatever.
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, he's just, I'm back here doing whip. Bits because he's
never interrupt me during a whip.
But when he talks about in code, he's like, then I got oxygen. I'm changing my outfits.
Him and Kanye, you got put on like Kanye. It's like, where's my nitrous doctor?
Places because you're literally about to pass out. Fred see me back there, literally just like like trying to breathe.
Yeah, imagine doing what he does.
Got to get back out, right? So it's a fast change because we've only got 30 minutes.
And I was like,
I'm doing seven songs in 30 minutes.
How many costumes do you change? Is it three or four?
I think it's four.
Damn.
Yeah,
but it's a four-minute show.
Four?
That's it.
7 songs in 30 minutes?
Yeah, is that good or
bad? I don't even know how that math makes sense.
There's a lot of costume changes. What,
3 minute songs roughly?
Yeah.
3-4 minutes?
And you got all the costume changes that take way long.
Does he have any 3 minute songs?
I mean, some of them go on and on.
Yeah.
I feel like he has 20 minute songs.
I feel like all his songs are like 4.5 minutes.
No, you go to a Corey Feldman.
Oh, I get what you're saying. All right. Yeah.
You go to a Feldfam concert, it's like the Mars Volta up there. He keeps starting and stopping the songs.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you.
Full length show, I do usually about 7 or 8 because that's like a 2 hour show. But I don't do it every song. I'll keep one outfit for 3 songs and then I'll change and then one outfit for, you know what I mean? That's a normal show. But that's, again, 2 hours. It's a different feel. You probably play about 2 hours, right?
No, we played 90 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. We try to play longer, but I don't think we're too old to do that now.
You are?
So, we get a little gassed. So we have to talk.
You get a little gas?
Gassed. Tired.
You get gas. Oh, I think it's gassy too. Because I know old people do start farting a lot.
We all have to shit every.
Dude, he fucking hates the Steel Panther guy. He tries to throw him under the bus every chance he gets.
The weakest fucking like 8th grade dunks. Gay farts, gay.
What did you eat? Too many beans?
What do you start farting when you're getting plastic surgery, you ugly fuck?
And like, I thought he meant gas because, like we said, he's definitely hit nitrous backstage fishing out in his pants.
We have to talk.
You get a little gas?
Gassed. Tired.
You get gas. Oh, I think
it's gassy too.
Because I know old people do start farting a lot.
We all have to shit every 2 hours, so we gotta get the fuck off stage.
That's terrible. You're up there like, oh, I'm sorry. I know that one didn't sound very good. Let me try another one. Okay, that was better key.
I mean, plus there's the leaving the crowd.
You're not loving these jokes, Mike?
I'm getting
the heat. When did the bit become like let's all pretend that Mike's the only one that doesn't think this is funny?
Wait, I have an idea.
Corey Feldman, more like poor gay trans man.
Get him.
Woo! That's like a Corey Feldman style joke. More like he, she, man.
I'm wanting more, not less.
Yes, totally. I'm a big, firm believer that costumes are a big deal.
I always think you should make them leave wanting less. I'm like,
you give them their dollars.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you get more than you want. No. The thing is, when you've done 10 albums worth of material, you've got things that are
here we go.
So classic in their minds. It's not me, but it's like the ones that they're screaming out.
There's no.
I think it's crap.
Fucking way, dude. I don't think it's classic. Well, they do.
Hey, Corey, do it. The road. What are we doing? The road. Corey?
Stand by me, Corey.
He's gonna start going on album tours. That'd be awesome. Play front to back, dude. Yes. Here, Ascension Millennium at 7 or whatever.
What about just
it
a
is?
Box set tour? Love Left 2.1.
He
front
plays
to
for
back.
4 hours. Oh.
He's playing the same song 4 times.
You're like, is this the encore? No, this is that other version of that song.
This is Love Left 1.0 version of fucking
Dangerous Deborah.
Duh.
Whole show and you still don't get them. 2 hours and you still don't get them all in. The longest show I ever played was on my birthday in New York City. We played this place called the Highliner Club.
Is that what we saw?
And it was like,
that's not a show.
Highliner Room or whatever. They
it was, yeah, it was his birthday.
That
it wasn't
count.
An actual show. No,
that's
way.
Your birthday party.
All my best friends came. There was a million people.
It's like a Trump Corey.
I'm Trump Corey. It was great. I'm the best. Called it, but it was like a ballroom, and it was about 1,800 seats, I think. And we played it on my birthday, and so I kind of had like a free license. We had no openers, and it was on a Sunday, which was weird. But I still played for Sunday. 3 hours.
Oh my God! Like, imagine you went to Corey's party just to like get free food or like hang out with the other like 80s stars.
Yeah,
just about, and he's just like 5 minute jams in the
he
middle.
Won't shut up.
He's coming out into the audience because he has free reign. He bought
it's
the
his
ballroom.
Birthday. Yeah, no one's gonna be mean to him on his birthday.
He pops out of a cake. 1,800 seat auditorium,
yes.
By the way.
How many people were there?
Oh, it's like 25% full.
Like 11 or 12, including friends and family.
It's like taking way too long for the guy to come around with more drinks. You're like, this is where there's some food. There's hardly any food.
Fun. It was like really one of the most fun shows. I had trapeze artists coming down from the roof. I played like, New York State of Mind. I did all these Billy Joel songs because I was in New York.
He's covering.
It was just fun. I just did whatever I wanted.
Why don't we do it in the cage?
New York State of Mind.
All I picture that, it's like that Twilight Zone episode where the everyone's afraid of the kids, so they won't like tell them anything bad. But it's just Corey jumping on trapezes, flipping across, and everyone's like, "Fuck, how much longer do we have to stay here?" And he's like, "How about another Billy Joel song?"
He's like, "Uptown Girl." A guy breathes fire next to you. You're like, "Where the fuck is the chicken?"
Blackbird recently, right?
The taco bar is never coming out.
Did you hear that?
Oh, I forgot about this.
The way Corey responded?
Well, because now I'm realizing when I was cutting this, I didn't realize the tension between Steel Panther and Corey Feldman. Because, yes, Steel Panther brings up the Blackbird video, which is like infamous online for how bad it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I give him the benefit of the doubt that he didn't know that's why it's viral. But now I'm wondering if he's just, this is their. Their cold war that they've been having interview.
Corey considers himself a musician.
World. We're just living in it, I'm afraid.
It's true.
Corey fancies himself a musician. So in his eyes, that's the position of power because he gets to talk to the normal people about what it's like to be in a band. But now he's in a room with another guy in a band. And he's like, who's the alpha?
But this guy
I get to have a position of power.
This guy's serving up curveballs too.
Played like, you know, New York State of Mind. I did all these Billy Joel songs because I was in New York. I mean, it's just fun. I just did whatever I wanted.
You did great. Blackbird recently, right?
That was not recently.
Oh, well, that's just getting so much legs underneath.
It's so weird, man.
Why
it's
is
so
that? Weird.
Because I hit one bad note. And because I hit that one bad note, everybody wants to put it on blast.
Oh, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
One bad note. I don't know. I'm pretty sure we listened to
it's
that.
It's one of the most embarrassing performances I've ever heard.
One bad note can ruin. Well, you pull it up if you could find where the note is. I think it's at the end. I think it's right.
I think it's the very last note.
Said that's a long time. You come from the cover world. I mean, y'all used to do three and a half hour shows, did you not?
Well, we used to do, we used to do like 2.5 hour sets.
Only, two and a half.
I mean, we do three sets and then we'll come out to 2.5 hours. That's what I'm about to say.
No, but I do it straight.
Yeah, straight's different. You take a break, you do a little blow and keep going. And,
No, man. I don't do no blow. No,
talking about him. Okay. Talking about me, dude.
When I said I had a coke addiction, I mean this stuff, dude. This stuff. Another one.
For podcasters.
We're just
going to
devalue the boom. That's what we're going to do.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
He keeps
the boom means nothing.
You know what?
I didn't expect it. That's why it's a boom.
Mike's right. It doesn't get a boom, but it does get a
double chunk chocolate cookie.
Ooh, we're chicken bacon now.
For podcasters, I mean, if you didn't quite pick up the joke he was making, he pulled up a can of Coke.
It is barely a joke. Everyone in the world knows exactly what he just did.
No, you know, you're just jealous.
I tried snorting it a few times, but you know what happens is those bubbles get up your nose and it's weird.
That's fucked up.
Okay, he didn't kill on that one. Look at the reaction.
Yeah, because they're realizing,
sniper shot, though.
Cowards.
He makes little kid jokes.
That's a sniper shot, though. You'll get it later.
Look, they can't even make eye contact with him.
He's bending the bullet. He's coming back.
Yeah.
Oh! He's going to do it. And you're gay.
I was going to say something worse.
Oh, so here. Okay. Now I wanted to drop his airport story in.
Oh, now he's going to lie?
He rings. Yeah. For the first time in this podcast, he does tell a lie here.
For the first time in his life.
Yes. They were asking him about his fans. They were like, well, you know, the people that come up to you, is it like a lot of people that love your movies or have they discovered your music through the movie, stuff like that? And he's like,
I just want to take a piss.
Let me spit game on you. Let me tell you this airport story to give you a little piece of what my fan base is.
Okay.
So I'm running through the airport and this guy, you know, comes up. He's like a 22-year-old kid. He comes up and he's like, hey, Corey Feldman. I turn around. I'm like, yeah, what's up? He's like, hey, man, I love you. I just wanted to stop you and say I love you. I was like, cool. And then I'm like, hey, man, how the hell did you recognize me? I had my head down, cap on, hair back, sunglasses. You know, I'm like, I'm running through the damn
airport.
Yeah,
he never looks like that. And he never has his hair back, sunglasses on.
Oh, Jim and them, you're a big joke. I know you were the Jim and them podcast.
Get away.
Well, even when he's hat down, hair down, whatever, he's always wearing like a metallic hat that
I mean,
it's glaring. It's just like blasting.
He's fucking the thing when he dresses up as like a fucking guy. It's a Ninja Turtle out there. It's like, oh, who's that freak in the weird outfit?
The only time he doesn't look like that is when he's literally on stage.
that's true.
Oh, yeah. I don't know any of your good work. Just you're a joke to me, man. Like, I forgot you're a movie star.
I got my head down. I've got all these bags and I look like anybody. Why exactly did you stop me? And he goes, I'll be honest with you. I'm 22 years old. I don't know your films. I've never seen any of them. I've heard you've done films, but I only know you from your music. And I watch your videos all day, every day. So I know you so well that, like, when I saw your hair running by, I recognize you from your hair.
Now, I guess
he means the one hair up front.
Yeah, I think I'm with you now, Jeff, because to give the benefit of the doubt, if this really happened,
like, I watch your videos,
he knows him. Yeah, he knows him as a meme then. It's not
the bonfire, us,
yeah,
like everyone. Like, that's actually, I was going to say, when I talk to, like, younger people at, like, the comedy clubs and stuff, and I try to tell them who Corey Feldman is, and, like, most of them only know him from, like, the recent, like, him playing guitar and stuff. They don't even know. Or they don't know who he is at all.
So he's got a friend.
Well, they know of the Funko Pop. The Funko Pop guy?
Yeah. He has a friend 40 feet away laughing because he dared him to walk up and go tell Corey,
right,
like, hey, oh, I know you from all the videos online.
Hey, go prank that lesbian.
It's cool, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're, like, you're in your civilian clothes, Corey. You're still pretty recognizable. I've seen
That guy kind of burns him a little bit there. You know, you're still, you're not a civilian guy.
Like celebrities make, and they don't realize they're making indoors with sunglasses on is a tell.
Yeah.
And none of them pick up on that.
Right. And the hair.
It's a tell every time. Hey, you're indoors with sunglasses on. What's going on?
Yeah. Well, there's more to it than that. Because sunglasses become a barrier of safety.
Chin putty.
As weird as that sounds, but it's like, really, you know, like sometimes shadow. You just don't want people to look you in the eyes. Sometimes you just want that shell so that they don't know, like, hey, I got his attention. Because once they see you look back at him, it's like, oh, let me start telling you my life story. And you just don't, you can't take that minute. You're rushing. You've got things going on. You got to get to your flight, or you got to get to whatever. And so you don't want to offend anybody. You don't want people to take it the wrong way and think you're being mean. So a lot of times having those sunglasses on is like a barrier, you know, that just keeps you a little protected.
So what did that even have to do with? The guy said, no, the reason why they can recognize you is because people don't walk around with sunglasses on indoors.
But no, he's actually dark and twisted. Yeah, he's like Robert Pattinson, Batman. Well, yeah. Sometimes I don't want to make eye contact with the world. I walk this lonely street.
You're asking why Corey heard someone say something and just said, fuck whatever you're talking about. Yeah, I'm going to talk about something else.
Yeah, it's like a wall I put up. You know, I'm kind of mysterious like that. It's just he has, like, little bug eyes, and he's fucking sunglasses
all
the time.
He's very self-conscious about him.
So you got a new fart and cum on his face.
Single out.
Yes.
Right?
The joke.
The joke.
And what is it about? It's most people interpret it, it's pretty simple. The joke's on you, right? But what does it mean for you? How did you interpret it?
Exactly what I say. In the song, yeah.
That's it?
I mean, listen, you know as well as I do, there's always somebody to pick you apart, right?
Jim and them.
Whether you're, you know, Aaron. Spinal Tap, or whether you're Elvis, or whether you're Michael Jackson, or whether you're Elton, or whether you're, you know, whoever. It doesn't matter. There's always going to be people that hate you. You're never going to win everybody over. Art is subjective.
You got certain people that bag on you.
Okay, so here we go. This is where we get real now. This is where we get into potentially blowing the lid off this whole thing and finding out that Corey has just been a master troll all along. Okay. Maybe.
Shit.
They do.
And you're resilient as fuck, and you don't give a shit about that. How do you deal with that?
The only thing he cares about.
I was going to say, you know how
he cares about more?
I would rather cancel a show to tweet at somebody.
If the first three notes of a song are wrong, he cancels the song because all he cares about is people disliking him.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, like, one way to tell that someone knows nothing about Corey Feldman is to be like, people shit on you all the time. It just rolls right off your back, man. You don't even care at all, but you don't give a shit.
Like water off a duck's back, Corey. You're impossible. You're Teflon Corey.
Say you reply to every negative comment about you, and they're wrong. They're blocked. They're canceled. Sad.
Because obviously I can tell that you're doing it for you because you love to do it, right?
Well, it's
and you want to be there for the people that want to come and support you.
Listen, man. We've got millions of fans, you know, and some of those are lovers and some of them are haters.
Yeah.
But, you know, even the worst hater, us, as much as they want to say they hate you,
yep,
you're buying my songs.
Yep.
You're watching every move I make. You're playing every video I release 100 times.
That's right.
And then you're making it viral because you're sending it out to everybody to look at it and go, ha, 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 look at what an idiot.
So
I try to take it down. Doesn't work. I don't care.
A few of those things are true, except we've never bought a song from him.
And no one that has ever watched our stuff has ever been like, I am going to give him money, or I care about him, or all it does is make people dislike you. And that, I mean, in the wrestling world, hey, it's better to have someone boo you than get not a react. Mm-hmm. So, like, there are areas where that mentality technically makes sense.
Well, to be devil's advocate, there are people that would be completely fine with, hey, I'm making music, even if it's terrible and people like it.
Yeah,
I'm fine because at least I'm doing shit with it. But we know that Corey is not okay with that.
Yeah,
we know him deep in his bones.
Well, and every time we talk about him. Over the, 10 years we've been talking about
him? Are you talking about on our PooCast?
Yeah, whenever we talk about him on our PooCast.
Hashtag bullies.
If we ever put up a clip of it, it gets struck by him on YouTube every single time. So if his goal was to like, hey, if the haters put out a video, thanks you guys. He wouldn't be constantly, for a decade straight, trying to get rid of everything we've ever put on YouTube from a clip of our show. Clowning on his dumb shit.
Yeah.
So look at that camera right now.
Yeah, now look at this camera. Give a message to all your haters. That's a Jim and Them staple as well.
Wow. Thank them. Look at that camera. Look at that camera. Thank those motherfuckers.
The guy that's making the product for you to buy, or the one that's promoting the product for free for me.
Yeah.
Like, the logic makes sense.
We get money to do this.
Yeah, if there's some, like, if he's like, hey, I'm opened up a restaurant. And my hamburgers got poop in them instead of meat. And everybody's talking about it. But it's like people don't show up and be like, oh, please, 6 poop
Say
hamburgers for me to eat.
Yeah, tell it to the camera, Mike. Tell it to that camera right there.
I'm eating them all. Oh, they're delicious. Oh, your business is a Fortune 500 company now. Like,
squint more and be more indifferent.
Actually, you know what, Mike? Close your eyes.
Nothing he's doing.
Give me the shit burger.
His virality is always at his expense. And he gets nothing out of it other than people talking about him. And the talking about him is always so negative that you can't even claim that's, again, no one's buying Love Left 2.1 because someone put up a video of him playing a bad guitar solo. No one's buying a horribly expensive Funko Pop with insane shipping because someone saw him dance poorly on the Today Show.
And to your point, Mike, both of those things you mentioned are limited edition and they've come out years ago and they still...
And he can't give them away.
Uh-huh.
So what he's saying is technically true in certain situations, but not in his, and he has nothing, like, he's clearly not being specific on purpose, because if he was, it would fall apart even more than it already is.
I honestly, looking at this, looks like a Renaissance painting. Just fat board shorts uncle, his wife, his wife, racist wife.
The song is called The Joke because that's exactly what I'm saying.
The joke.
I'm saying keep laughing, because every time you try to hit me below the waist, it boomerangs right back and propels me to the top.
There you go.
No, let's talk about that joke guitar.
It doesn't, imagine? Though, because think about it. He's also, this isn't something that the people in the that have found us on YouTube probably don't realize, is we're not like uploading YouTube clips. We do a show. We do a 3-hour long show with 2 parts, and there's lots of stuff.
Some people just watch the videos. Yeah. They don't know we do like a live show.
They watch
Friday.
Our 17-minute clip. They laugh and they go, oh, like that person in the chat earlier. It's like all you guys do is talk about him. Even in the episodes the last couple of weeks, Corey was at most one of those episodes, half of it. We had a whole nother hour
and
a half
that
was nothing else.
We've done some Corey part ones, but like I said, it's Loserville. It's Loserville season.
Yeah, and so like that is like, he's been doing this for a decade. So we've been talking about his clownery for a decade, and he's doing nothing with it. If his reality was true, he would be like headlining his own tour. He wouldn't be a joke act at the beginning of a Limp Bizkit concert. He wouldn't be playing a lunchroom. He wouldn't be begging people to buy his joke merch. Like, he wouldn't have to be doing any of these things if his reality of, oh, every time it boomerangs, it moves me to the top. He'd be at the top.
Well,
he'd be
all that's
in the
is
middle. Bro, he's not even at the top of the bottom.
No.
joke all that's merch. Happened. She has merch for the joke.
All that happens is it boomeranged and it's helped us.
Yeah. It boomeranged, it boomeranged and hits him in the back of the fucking head.
We got three super chats. We're already up on Corey's story right now. That he needs to sell tickets right now.
So there is a reality where someone has done what he's claiming he did and it worked out for them. But he's not the example. It's just not true. Like,
well,
if,
then,
if, again, if this was a year in, if this was something where it's like Corey just popped up, he's been doing it for a year, give it time. No, this is a decade in. If it was going to be the thing he's claiming, he had 9-10 years to let it become that thing.
Well, even like, don't worry, he's going to double down on it because right now the guy's asking him about the guitar solo that went viral.
Every time you try to hit me below the waist, it boomerangs right back and propels me to the top.
There you go.
Let's talk about that joke guitar solo you did.
And over and over. I posted about it yesterday.
Yeah.
I did a blog on my Twitter and I said, you're welcome.
I posted a super chat on the Facebook.
Let's talk about that joke guitar solo. Now, I didn't know you had a song called The Joke. But anyway, back to that joke.
Get to the internet.
You have now been served low key and flaming hot with the best, Frank. The best troll. And I am now officially the king of trolls.
Oh, wait, so he's saying the guitar solo is a troll?
Yeah, this listen
that's
here.
That's incredible. Whole world.
That's so good.
Not just questioning whether it was a good guitar solo or not a good guitar solo, but I got them questioning whether I was even playing it. Guitar World wrote an article yesterday saying hundreds of thousands of comments have flooded all over the internet to talk about this amazing guitar solo that I couldn't possibly be playing.
Yeah.
Because there's
not
no
true.
Way.
Not that true. That's like, not what anyone ever said. No one once said this guitar solo. This is Eddie Van Halen.
But I'm
looking at Corey. No one was saying, how is he playing this so well?
Be he
Me,
a
that's
God?
Not a professional aficionado could play that guitar solo.
Yeah, no one. He's acting like people were like, "That is so good."
Yeah, his guitar.
He's like on one string.
No one was. Some people were like, "This is horrible," and he's not even playing it. Other people were like, "It's horrible." Like me, it's horrible, and he doesn't know what he's doing.
He doesn't know. Yeah,
he's just
like
doing a joke, little kid version of a guitar solo.
Keyword joke, Mike.
The joke.
You played into his hand.
Yeah.
Right into the palm of his hand, Mike.
Yeah, the puppet master.
This is Fred Durst being like, "Hey, man. Stop taking everything so fucking seriously and like have fun with the people that don't like you at best. That's what this is. At worst, it's him on a show making this up as he goes along,
or
because he's in a group of people that he knows if he acts as stubborn and closed-minded as he actually is, none of them will go along with it.
No. And or he just happened to see people have probably he sees people in the comments claim that online. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I am a troll. I'm King Troll.
So Guitar World had to put one of their people to recreate. And
Corey talks about everything that happens to him as if it's the first time it's ever happened to a human being. He also compared himself to Elton John and Elvis Presley earlier.
Yeah, so nice. the examples he used.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Thank you for the super chat. And yeah, when he brought up Elton John and Elvis Presley, it's so funny because His comparisons, he's like, you know, anyone, whether it be like Elvis or Spinal Tap or Elton John
or Michael Jackson.
But it's just funny, like, you know, I could play for the Bulls, I could play for the Globetrotters, whoever, it doesn't matter.
Reconstruct my solo to see if these were actual things that would come out of the playing it at that speed or whatever. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
And the reason why he's not, it's so clear that he's not trolling is because even in this moment when he's trying to pitch this as him being like, I was goofing all along.
Yeah.
He's pitching it in a way that makes him, that is trying to make himself look great.
Because
he's like,
the pitch
people
is,
are like, you're playing it so fast.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
I can't tell people thought it was too good or like too fast.
It can't be
a goof.
The waves of my mind.
He doesn't even know. He can't even pretend that there is a reality where people thought it was bad. He has to pitch it as everyone thought it was too good to be Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
are we for real? So, yes, obviously, it is one of the world's worst guitar solos.
I haven't heard it yet.
Intentionally. Intentionally. Yeah, right.
Intentionally. Yeah, I mean, no. He's been jamming that out, getting rock hard doing it for months. And then he finally saw the backlash and he's like,
if that's the case, then why, when I said it was bad, did dozens of his fans come to his defense to tell me that I'm an asshole for not understanding that the judging his musical talent?
Guy are just jealous of his sick guitar skills.
Oh shit, the wolf
pack. Thank you, Hugo.
The anti-wolf pack.
No, I mean, you know, you hear me playing through the rest of the song.
I get it.
Of course.
Oh, you know what? Okay. So you would almost give it to him here where he's like, yeah, clearly it's the worst guitar solo. But listen how he can't even let that sit because he's about to, like, kind of go back on it.
Oh, finally, you got another guy in here.
I know you get it.
Yeah.
Of course I know you get it. But my point is, like, come on, people. Like, it's pretty obvious. The song's called The Joke. I play the whole song perfectly on guitar. And then at the end of...
Because remember, dude, even though that guitar solo went viral, we watched him perform before that went viral. Didn't even think of the guitar solo. We just thought of how he was staring at the guitar like a little kid playing the regular part.
And he played it perfectly.
He was at times we brought up comments of it looks like he's not even playing the guitar. Like it looks like he's just like holding it as like a prop, like in a movie. When the solo happens, he's not playing it. His other guitar player is playing it.
Yes.
We make that joke.
Well, and he literally just has so many layers of effects on it because, like, he'll do the solo thing and he plays a chord and it's like,
yeah.
Like, he has like a million effects there. He's just sliding one string up and down.
Yeah, if you finger tap with reverb on, it's good. And a bunch of idiots watch you, they'll think a solo's happening.
He's just going up and down.
But I love that he can't even let that sit. He has to be like, I'm playing everything else perfectly. Yeah. Of course, the solo's bad.
Yeah. I'm more of a rhythm guy.
You know, I mean, come on. It's really not that hard to figure out. But yet, obviously, the whole world is captivated.
Yeah.
It's all over social media. It's everywhere. Dude.
But you stay everywhere. That's why I think you're extremely smart.
No, that is the point I was making earlier, is that he is more irrelevant than ever, because he'll pop up for being a retard and then disappear the next day.
Yeah.
Nothing he does sticks. Even that Today Show Awful Dancing, that's probably the longest any of his shit had stuck.
Well, and also
for what, like a week maybe?
But also because he extended it because they tried to have like a redemption song where he came back.
Yeah, no, none of his shit ever sticks because very, very few things on the internet linger long. That's why the whole 15 minutes of fame thing is extra relevant for internet fame. None of his shit sticks. So that guy is just like, take your mouth off his asshole, bro. Because like, you're not even like, either you're stupid or you're lying and you're phony because you can't believe the thing you're saying.
That's why I brought my fat son in here to see the most relevant man of all time, Mr. Corey Feldman. He's like, pleased to meet you, sir.
It's not me. It's not my fault.
He's the man behind the curtain. He's the wizard back there. What's the most misunderstood thing about Corey Feldman?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Oh, God.
All right, what's one of the most?
Yeah, give us top three.
I got all day, bro. There's jet skis out there.
Mount Rushmore. Imagine Corey on a jet ski.
There is a clip of him on a jet ski earlier in the podcast because they mentioned that this guy whose studio it is, he has like high powered, like rocking jet skis apparently. And they have drone footage of him whipping around.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
It's not that great.
Top four.
Where do I start?
We need to get you a PowerPoint presentation.
The rest of the music is not a joke. Just that one song.
See, he couldn't even do that.
Jim, the master troll? Yeah. The master troll himself? How is this possible? All his other bad music is serious, but this new bad music is a joke from the master troll?
People are pretending.
Like, I'm almost like down to clown on people who thought that this was him pretending to take ownership of it, because he can't even do that. He can barely even do that. This is... honestly, not even him doing that. He said it, but he doesn't know how to actually do that. And so it's not even actually what he's doing.
Yeah, he can't even go for like I would be amazed if he had the restraint to try to play it off that he was just in on it all, the whole time, and that he's just been goofing and we've all fallen for his master plan. But he's like, I'll give you the solo and I'll give you the song, but I played perfect during it outside of that and all the other music serious.
He can't even pretend we've said
I'm
this
like
about
Primus.
We've said this about other famous people. He can't even pretend it's a passion project where it's like, yeah, I don't know if it's good or bad. It's just something I love doing. So that's what
it's
I do.
Just music.
Like, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to just like make something for fun. But he can't do that because he's like, no. What I'm making is good. And it's my thing.
Well, all his supposed joke songs are like, it's a revolution now. Like, it's not, where is the joke, Corey? Yeah. I guess that's his point. Yeah. He only has the one joke song.
Maybe duh. But besides that,
maybe duh.
The rest of it is not a joke. But that's not really, I think most people get that, right? Because here's the thing. If you really want to know the most misunderstood thing about me.
Yes.
Is that the media... and the powers that be have worked overtime and spent a lot of money to misconstrue my image, to diminish my worth, to devalue me as an entertainer by perpetuating this message of he's worthless, he's nothing, he's... not talented.
The five pillars of hip hop.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he's describing what we put underneath our podcast description.
All the tags.
Who is Jim and them? And it's just this speech.
Well, and also, I could tell you from personal experience, it doesn't cost a lot to make him look bad. No. Like, and it takes barely effort to find clips.
We haven't spent a dime.
Yeah.
He can't play. He can't dance. He can't this. He can't that.
I love that you bolstered.
Oh,
you to say it doesn't take time. He literally did a quarter of this podcast sucking just based off what you pulled. It's only an hour. Like you said, I had to go through an hour, but you still pulled a quarter of the podcast out.
Bring that.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. Every time they come after me, it backfires and it drives them crazy. And then they come up with a new tech. I literally, you know what I feel like sometimes? I feel like I'm the Roadrunner.
Has it backfired on us?
No. No. If anything, it's helped us.
Nick to start drooping and him to complain about it.
Yeah, it's net one, it's never backfired on us. But two, like...
thank you, Eric.
I don't even know what to say about this.
Well, no, it's so great.
It's everybody's fault but his. Everything that happens to him is the world is against him. It's everyone's fault but his.
Well, no, I definitely feel like, I guess we're, who's the villain in Inspector Gadget?
Oh, Dr. Claw?
Yeah, we're always Dr. Claw, like, next time, Corey Feldman, next time.
He always tricks us.
I'll get you, Corey Feldman.
He's always failing upwards.
We're always like, look at what he's doing. He's such a fucking idiot. And everyone's like, he's cooler than ever.
Yeah, like, he's like launching a car over us. He made it across the county lines.
I come back stronger. Like, oh, come.
I come back, all right.
Oh, my
open
back.
Your eyes. Close them.
Actually, I'm going to fart in your face. I have a Coke problem.
The bubbles on my nose.
I'm Chinese. No, Corey, no.
Pulling his eyes back.
So I'm fucking this he-she.
Yeah.
He's doing Chinese eyes and making trans jokes.
Jack and Jill go up the hill.
Look, everybody, he's backfiring on everybody. Chinese eyes, trans jokes. Chinese eyes, trans jokes. Everybody loves me.
Yeah, if Jim and them are so successful, we're really getting blown by this he-she right now.
Yeah.
He just does 90 miles into the side of a dock.
He's on a jet ski.
The last footage of Corey is him doing 90 right into the side of a boat.
I feel like I'm the Roadrunner, and the media is Wile E. Coyote. The industry is Wile E. Coyote. And they're constantly planning these booby traps for me to fall in, right?
Now, well, okay, I will say by the end of this, he makes the biggest mistake ever because he gives us perfect audio drops that I have pulled, but I haven't put them on the soundboard yet.
Like, oh, let's cut together a video of all of his mishaps through the years and cut him into one reel and make it look like he does that every night.
There you go. There's the
reaction. Get the screen cap of that.
Yeah, that's a great screenshot.
Why isn't that our... That is us.
Yeah, no, it is us.
He described us better than I could describe us.
Because he knows everything about us. He's soy jacking right now, too. He's totally doing a YouTube soy phase.
You know, and then people do it, and then everybody like spins it back on him, and they're like, yeah, that means he's really cool because he's never melted down and he keeps the show going. And you're like,
no one's ever said that.
Well, here's the thing. Heather May Dawn tells him that over and over and over every time he starts a set, fucks a song up, can't plug his guitar, yells at his drummer. She keeps going like, no, but now everybody's stoked because you never melt down.
Yeah, you never stop rocking.
Yeah, you know
you
what?
You never skip the songs.
Yeah. I love that we don't have a compilation of all his meltdowns. Yeah, because he's never done it.
You never say into the mic so the crowd can hear like, come on, guys, really?
What the fuck?
To your band.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, well, there you go. Boom, victory. You know, but it's those little things. It's like that because somebody's always trying to sabotage me, always trying to make us look bad. And when somebody's watching this, they're going to go, there's Corey whining again. Huh? It's everybody else's fault.
got my ass.
Boom.
Corey got my ass.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a clip I pulled if I could pull it up real quick. Do I have it?
There's Corey whining again. Huh? It's everybody else's fault.
There's
Corey whining again. Huh? It's everybody else's fault.
I believe that he's quoting us. I'm pretty sure we always talk about it is every because he knows the truth. That is how he acts. Well, it's everyone else's fault.
He's also making the classic blunder of not knowing there's a difference between making me look bad and talking about me making myself look bad. Like those are two different things that the person who's bad doesn't realize are two different things. He thinks they're the same thing.
They're probably going to cut together a reel of this podcast to talk about it for 2 hours.
They're probably going to talk about all my gay jokes and cum jokes.
They're probably going to say I was making Chinese eyes while I got blown by a heishi
on a jet ski crashing into a dock.
Just turns into vapor. Those jet skis are dangerous.
He gives us one more gold clip here, too.
Fine.
Fuck those people.
Or we could put it this way. I just suck at everything I do. And it's a complete mystery why anybody would pay money to see it.
That's our new slogan.
Woo! Thank you, Corey. A new shirt going up in the T-Public tomorrow.
That's our new, you've got something to say, I've got something to say, let's just talk.
Yeah, just slam that over. Just slam that whole text over his face right there.
I just suck at everything I do.
And it's
a complete mystery why anybody would pay money to see it.
I
don't have a vagina.
They're just going to assume that's us, though, because we're so good at Corey voice.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone does love the Corey voice.
Everyone loves my Corey Trump.
The real Mr. Sir in the Twitch chat. That's it, folks. Wrap it up. We got him.
It's over. Yeah. It's truly Jover. It's never been more Jover.
It's never been more Jover.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're so back.
Yeah.
There's Corey whining again. Huh? It's everybody else's fault.
You would think that would be the worst quote, and then it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, dude. He's just
perfectly describing himself. That's his id.
And yet he's still not self-aware.
Yeah, no. he's switching into his alternate personality, real Corey. I'm a joke.
It's a true miracle that he is able to do that impression and still not be self-aware.
Mm. Yeah,
I just suck at everything I do.
He just thinks, if we're using that clip, it's like, well, no, that's the point. I'm just like, okay, is that what you want? Well, you got it.
You're welcome, Jim. You're welcome, Mike. You're welcome, Jeff.
You drew first blood. I had to tank my whole life.
You're welcome, Robert.
Yeah, one.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you think I don't hear about that South Dakota radio station?
I know you're in there. I saw your Facebook post.
Anyway, so yeah, there's that. That's Corey on the X5 podcast.
How did he do one? He does one appearance and like certainly can't fuck this up enough for an hour and a half of good laughs. he just can't stop stepping in it. But
he is truly the gift that keeps on giving.
He's Sideshow Bob with the rakes.
Yes.
Honestly, for me though, this interview is a boom. I'm going to have to go boom on Corey for this one. It's a good one.
Well, you're given maybe not just a boom, though. It could be a...
Boom! 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 Boom!
Boom!
But if it, this is the chocolate chunk cookie. This is the chicken fry bake.
I don't have a vagina.
Hell yeah.
There's Corey whining again, huh? It's everybody else's fault.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I guess that's a part
Dude,
one.
Wouldn't it have been great if earlier when I was like on my soapbox, I went, nah, 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 and then he really got my ass?
He basically like transcribed what you said about there he goes, blaming everyone but himself.
There he goes, the comeback king. Nah, 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 nah.
Man, I kind of want to hear that Hames song, the Corey Hames song.
Oh, song? Poop? We can hear pee is poop. That's a good call.
Yeah.
I liked it. We comments hear on our video are just sometimes poop is pee.
Yeah, I
but
love
sometimes
that.
Sometimes they're pee is poop.
I love that people know the pee is poop because that's pretty deep in that video, so that means you put in the work, and I appreciate
pee
it.
Pee is poop. Thank you.
But yeah, we'll be back with part two. We just need to hear some pee is poop.
Free. Yeah, poop is pee.
You are free, but remember, it's the letter U and the letter R, right?
Yep. And the letter P.
You are free, official fan made.
Just tell the world and I'll go out and live. You can give,
I do suck at everything I do. You know it, but you better think twice. Suck at everything I do.
Stop it.
I just suck at everything I do.
Walking down the street holding somebody's hand. They thought that she was walking with you. When they approached, my boys found it shocking.
Suck at everything.
Her best friend was a hit.
She said it. She's open. Yeah, she's always dying.
Deceptive, but she got blood in her eyes.
Blood in her eyes.
You think you know it, but you better think twice.
Think twice.
Deceptive, but underneath the disguise.
Deceptive.
She's so deceptive. She's so deceptive.
I just suck at everything I do. 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 I don't have a vagina. There's Corey whining again about everybody else's fault. Man, 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 man. It's a complete mystery why anybody would pay me for this.
Find out that her best friend was a
hit. Deborah,
but Deborah's always lying. Deceptive Deborah, she got blood in her eyes. You think you know it, but you better think twice. Deceptive Deborah, underneath the disguise. She's so deceptive.
I just suck at everything I do.